Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mombela and Rustenburg 28, Johannesburg 27.
Kempton roads still closed because of the earlier fatal bus crash happened on the R21 north between the N12 and the R24 airport exit. Also, Bedford View, very heavy traffic at the N3 north because of a crash and paint spillage between the Geldnes interchange and Van Buren Road.
We start with our big news story at lunchtime, the state of healthcare services in the province. Now, the Gauteng Health Department has acknowledged the joint report by the Health Ombud and the Health Standards Compliance Office on Helen Joseph Hospital. The investigation indicated, or initiated after allegations by patient Thomas Holmes in September last year, highlighted governance, staffing and infrastructure issues. Here's the department's Molatile Madiba.
The reports provide a clear recommendation on various areas such as governance, human resource management, finance and supply chain management, and infrastructure and maintenance. The department will fast-track the process to implement the recommendations as outlined in the reports.
The DA in Gauteng is, however, calling for a radical overhaul. Here's spokesperson Jack Bloom.
The DA believes that the Ombud's recommendations to fix the Helen Joseph Hospital are commendable and valuable, but the real problem is the Gauteng Health Department. You need a radical change starting from the top. We need to get rid of all the wastage and corruption to fix up all the hospitals, not just Helen Joseph Hospital.
In other big news today, the R21 northbound in Kempton Park near Tambo International Airport still remains a no-go zone. This as authorities continue to comb through the scene of this morning's deadly bus crash. 12 people were killed, 45 others were injured. Lebohang Ndashe has more.
More than 6 hours later, the tragic scene of the crumbled Ekurhuleni Municipal bus remains untouched as law enforcement works to verify and identify the victims. The victims include 9 males and 3 females. The full extent of what caused the incident is still unclear, with the bus driver among the injured. Ekurhuleni Emergency Services spokesperson William Ndladi says a team is assessing the scene.
Necessary on-scene investigation is being conducted by forensic investigators together with the EMPD, SAPS accident investigators.
In the meantime, the city's transport MMC, Andile Mgwemvu, confirmed that they will be visiting the families of the deceased while they await the final report from law enforcement. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
Jenna-based violence shelters across the country are warning that a proposed 2% VAT increase could have devastating consequences for survivors of abuse. The National Shelter Movement of South Africa says the tax hike could further strain already underfunded shelters. The finance minister is set to deliver his revised budget tomorrow. Here's the national coordinator for the organization, Anisa Musa.
The reality is simple. A VAT increase will raise the cost of food, electricity and essential services, making it harder for shelters to help survivors. We already operate under severe financial strain, and this could push us to the brink. At the National Shelter Movement of South Africa, we want to warn government and citizens that without urgent intervention, more survivors could be left with nowhere to turn.
And Basic Education Minister Siviwe Khwahube says they've managed to eradicate 93% of the 3,372 pit toilets at schools across the country. The minister briefed the National Council of Provinces today. The deadline to eradicate all pit toilets at schools in the country is on the 31st of March.
The eradication of the 3,372 pit toilets that were identified for eradication under the SAFE initiative. I am pleased today to make the report that we are moving closer and closer to ensuring that all of the entire backlog that was identified will soon be eradicated.
I'm Chanel September, back with more news at 2.
Thank you, Chanel. Hey, listen, if you're going to go check out further news details at jackarandfm.com, go and click the Million and Change banner. Come on, tempt fate.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J.